though, and staying with her team. You have the right to ask for command, but your job would be to help raise our newest people's levels instead of doing your own thing. If you stay on her team, we can put you on special assignment without anyone grumbling. That okay with you? Joe nodded easily. I'd rather be able to focus on my own projects than need to grind with other low-leveled people. You do remember that I have a long-term quest for my deity, so doing my own thing is a must. What do you need from me? Tomorrow, I'd like you to go to the guards and offer your services as a representative of our guild. Since you are friends with them, they should accept that even if they whine about it a little. You are our secret weapon for becoming a noble guild. Can we count on you for that? Absolutely. Joe smiled as the people at the meeting dispersed. Aten, can I talk to you for a minute? Alone? Sure. Aten walked over to his room and motioned for Joe to follow him. After closing the door, Joe turned and gave a hard stare at Aten. Guild leader, I need to know if I can trust you. Sensing the serious tone, Aten's face turned grim. You can. So long as you don't try to hurt me or the guild, we'll stay on your side no matter what. I keep secrets very well. Joe's eyes searched Aten's face for any signs of falsehood. He nodded slowly and sighed through his nose. All right. Let's find out how far this trust goes. Aten, it took me a few days to decide on what I wanted to really do in Eternia. I don't know what my endgame is, but I know how I want to get there. I plan on 100% completion. I want to find every secret, get every achievement, find all the secret quests, and explore every bit of every dungeon. As a part of that, I plan to get any skill I acquire to the maximum sage rank. I mean, good luck with that, but that'll take years. It also isn't much of a secret that you want to get more skills. We all do. Aten waved his hands uncomfortably. Right. Well, I may be a bit further ahead than you know. Remember, not a word about this. Joe opened his status screen and looked at his skills. He had 12 unused skill points, and one after another he began assigning them to his jump skill. 8 points later, the skill reached 60, and he was asked to confirm his decision. He smiled and pressed yes.
New skill tier achieved. Your jump skill has increased to Master Level 0. Your dedication to a single aspect of yourself has inspired you to climb to new heights, or in this case, jump to them. You are able to find the magic in motion, the power in leaping, and the freedom of falling. Skill updated. Jump around. You have jumped so much that it is now a natural part of you, and adding your jump score to basic actions now no longer costs mana. You are now able to add your jump score to more esoteric actions, though this may have detrimental effects if you jump to conclusions. Skill will be lost if another player's jump score becomes higher than yours. Guild alert. A member of this guild has achieved mastery over one of their skills. The Royal Court has taken notice and grants an additional +1,000 reputation to your guild. Lost if player leaves guild. Though Aten could only see the last message, his eyes were round and unfocused.
You got a skill to master already? You've been playing for, like, 3 days.
I've gotten a bunch of skill points from completing quests around town, and I got to the expert rank because the hardcores forced me to jump off a cliff, and I just so happened to survive. Oh, right. The skill I mastered is jump. I wouldn't recommend the experience. I was splattered all over the bottom of a cliff. I have an item that keeps me at one health point if I lose too much at once, so when I hit the ground and didn't instantly die, the system freaked out and boosted me all the way to expert rank. Joe explained to Aten, who decided that it was a good time to sit down.
You made it to expert rank by accident?
Aten released a frenetic giggle, his eyes a bit crazed.
Then the master rank from completing, what, social quests? Your jump skill, you say? Have you ever actually just jumped?
just the once. Joe was starting to feel uncomfortable. But then he began thinking about the situation and failed to hold in laughter. He was a master jumper, having only jumped a single time. Soon, both of them were laughing. But Aten was the first to come to his senses.
All right. This is just absurd. Any other skills that are off the charts for no good reason?
Aten looked closely at the cleric, hoping for more ways he could benefit the guild.
My next highest skill is heal at novice rank 2, Joe informed the guild leader.
Aten's eyes crossed.
You have a master rank and your next highest is barely increased at all. Ugh. All right, well, I guess this doesn't really change anything. I still need you to work with the guard, and I will still work to make sure you are happy in the guild. I'll do that for anyone, though. Go get some sleep, and thank you for letting me know about you. I'll try to think of some way to make the jump skill useful to us.
Good night, boss man.
Joe waved and left to find his bunk. A vivid nightmare about falling was his only memory from sleeping when he woke up the next morning. He was extra groggy as he stumbled to the kitchen, and when he finally found breakfast, all he wanted to do for the first 10 minutes was drink coffee. After the first cup went down, and the second was half gone, he allowed his eyes to creak fully open. Tiona was sitting across from him, a smirk on her face.
Not much of a morning person?
She cheerfully chirped while chomping into a bagel loaded with salmon, various vegetables, and cream schmear. Joe grunted a few unintelligible words, finally mustering up the energy to speak properly after another long drink of his steaming beverage.
It isn't usually this bad. I swear I slept. Just poorly.
Hmm.
Tiona tapped on her chin, then her eyes lit up as she snapped her fingers.
Go into your status page, look at effects, and then the active effects page.
Joe followed her instructions grumpily, staring through bloodshot eyes at the text in front of him.
Active effects. Rested. After laying in a bed for 6 hours, no matter how poor quality, you were able to get some much-needed beauty sleep. +5 experience gain for 4 hours. Stinky. You haven't showered, bathed, or cleaned your clothes in several days. -2 charisma. Temporary. Somewhat mitigated by level increases. Addiction 1. Your actions have consequences. You are well on your way to developing a severe addiction to caffeine. Intelligence +1. Wisdom -1 after drinking 10 ounces of coffee. 30% chance of headache after not drinking coffee for 4 hours.
Gross.
Joe scanned the active effects again, looking at the coffee in his hand and reluctantly set it down.
It says I'm rested, stinky, and addicted to coffee.
Tiona smirked at him.
Well, that explains it. If you had gotten a good sleep on a good bed, you would have well-rested status right now. Sleep poorly?
A bit. It's only been a few days, but it's been pretty wild.
Joe looked longingly at his coffee and sighed.
Any showers around here?
There sure are, Mr. Stinky.
Her chipper attitude this early in the morning earned her a glare from several people around the table.
They also have a laundry service, so you can get your clothes cleaned at the same time. Let's get going. You're going to need all of that charisma today. I hear you are assigned to buttering up guards?
That's what I do. Pretend the guards are delicious bread.
Joe grunted the best pun he could come up with as they moved toward the bathhouse. She looked a bit green after that one, though. After showering and getting into fresh, warm clothes, Joe certainly did feel better. Also, people stopped swerving away from him. He hadn't even noticed that they were doing that. Perhaps that was a side effect of lowered charisma. You couldn't see how your actions were impacting those around you? It did make some sense. Tiona walked with him to the training grounds that the guards owned and waved at him as he started his mission. Noticing some familiar faces right away, Joe went over to them and started asking how they were doing. Any wounds reopen? Any relapses or pain? Most of the people answered that they felt great, but a few had been injured recently. As Joe worked to heal them, The guard captain came over to see why the men weren't doing their training or sparring.
What the abyss are you all standing around for? Criminals don't rest easy for one reason. Because we are fit enough to chase them straight into a cell. Are you giving up on that advantage? You can't be a good guard and be lazy.
Good morning, Captain, Joe interrupted as the red-faced man inhaled to continue his tirade. My apologies. I stopped in to check up on a few of the guards that had been more seriously damaged, and my inquiries became a bit too much.
Huh?
The captain looked over, apparently noticing the cleric for the first time.
Oh! Joe, my boy! Good to see you. How have things been going? I'm sorry to say that I must get these men back to work.
Please don't let me get in the way, Joe smiled and waved cheerfully at the guards as he turned away. You gents let me know if you need any healing. Always free for the people keeping the citizens safe.
You have gained +100 reputation with the gods of Ardania. 900 points to reach ally status. The captain followed along as Joe strolled down the training field. He glanced over at the cleric and grunted loudly.
Humph! You look like you're after something. What do you need? Money? An introduction somewhere?
No, nothing like that. Thank you, by the way, for that introduction at the library. You didn't have to do that, but I'm really glad you did.
Joe waited for the captain to nod before he continued. I'm actually here because I joined a guild.
Ah, now we get down to brass tacks. They need something, huh?
The captain seemed ready to slap Joe around for answers, high reputation or no, so the cleric quickly got to the point.
Not quite. They are hoping to become a noble guild, and to that end they are trying to find ways to help out around the city. They seem to think that if they can make the city a better place, it will reflect well on the guild. All they asked me to do was what I am happy to do anyway. Go around healing anyone who needs it. The only stipulation was that I mentioned that I am an officer in the guild. Something about me being a good example of their upper echelon.
Joe's smile widened as he got a notification informing him that his charisma had increased by a point.
Huh. You travelers sure do have some strange ideas.
The captain was rubbing his chin.
You'll heal anyone, you say?
I feel like this is going to be interesting, but yes.
Is something wrong?
Joe was watching the captain as he struggled with some internal debate.
All right, come on, follow me.
The captain marched toward the small jail that they had in the area. Really, it was just a holding pen under a small fortification where suspects were held until being sent to the dungeons. They walked along until they came to a small cell. The captain opened the door and waved at a heavily bruised and bleeding individual on the stone bed.
Many of my lads wanted this man to be left to his fate, but if he dies, he won't have been punished enough for my liking. He's a traveler, and you all keep popping up no matter if you die or not. Quite disconcerting, really. This one is the leader of a guild that we suspect burned down a tavern in town. If he dies, he has served his time. If he lives, he gets sent to a punishment dungeon that the kingdom runs to hold criminals like this. We are able to change his bind point by force, and even if he dies, he will come right back to the dungeon. No escape until time is served.
The captain motioned to Joe.
Up to you.
There are dungeons around here?
Joe stopped that thought and stepped into the cell, looking at the man on the ground. Under the bruises and crusted blood, he recognized the leader of the hardcores, Headshot. Joe smiled a grim smile. Cap, I'd be more than happy to make sure this man serves his time. He tossed me off a cliff recently. He stepped forward and healed the crumpled form to full health, then used Cleanse until he was sure that Headshot didn't have any poison in his system.
Skill rank up. Heal, Novice 3. Healing only people you like will slow down your understanding of how to heal. Heal everyone and everything. Need practice healing? Find a prison, church, or a hospital. Note, Healing to increase the time a person can be tortured will negatively affect alignment.
That should do it.
Joe stepped back and looked at the still form on the bed.
Anything else right away?
The captain was still looking at Headshot.
He isn't waking up. Are you sure he is fixed?
Joe didn't know how to describe the man being away from his console.
He is fine. This is a traveler thing. He is meditating in hopes of resurrection. I bet that he will be awake and furious within 3 hours.
Maybe have him transferred by then? He has already been sentenced. Good call. No resistance this way.
Nodding, the captain motioned Joe out of the cell and relocked it.
You know, I am worried that he may come looking for you when he is released. I'm told you people are able to see the name of whoever hurts or heals you unless they magically hide it.
He must have been talking about the combat logs. Joe had a feral grin on his face.
I think I'm okay with him knowing.
He smiled as he thought of the lock of hair he had taken from the unconscious man. He had dipped it in Headshot's blood as well, and this would make it a powerful focus for one of the nastier rituals Joe had access to.
Well, if you don't mind, I could use your help keeping a few criminals alive for their trials. I'd much rather see justice done and ensure we got the right person than have them die in custody.
The captain grinned when Joe instantly agreed to help him.
Quest alert. Living for justice. Ongoing. Every day, people are arrested. Many of them are critically injured and will perish before trial without help. Some are innocent. Most are not. You have accepted this quest. Rewards, plus 100 guild and personal reputation with the City Guard for every person who survives their time in jail due to your efforts.
Joe thought the reward was a bit high, but quickly understood when the captain informed him that everyone else that was captured was doing fine, and though they may be injured, they didn't need healing to make it to trial. So this quest would only pay out when the prisoner was otherwise fatally injured? Good to know. 100 reputation appeared on his status, so he knew that healing Headshot had already paid off.
Where are you staying? The captain was walking toward the door. If we need your services, we'll send a guard over to get you.
Ah, the Wanderer's Guild is sleeping at a barracks building we rented, Joe informed him as they shook hands.
Oh, that's the guild sleeping there.
He rubbed his chin as he thought.
Well, since you are doing work for the city, I suppose we can get you qualified for a discount. Tell your guildmaster that we can knock off, say, 10%.
Whoa, thank you,
Joe exclaimed happily. It was good to be useful to the guild. Small benefits like this would help to increase his standing, especially with whoever was in charge of the guild finances.
No. Thank you, cleric. While most of the time we only haul in true filth, there are innocent people that you might save here. This is the least I could do to repay the favor. We'll let you know if we need you.
The captain waved him off and returned to his duties. Chapter 14. Joe returned to the guild, getting a look from A-10 as he walked in.
Joe, weren't you supposed to be working with the guards all day?
I have good reason. Joe threw his hands into the air in a classic surrender pose. I have secured an ongoing quest with them. They will come find me whenever they need my help. I also come bearing gifts. I got us 100 guild reputation and a 10% discount on renting the barracks.
A-10 tried to keep his face straight, but couldn't hold back his smile.
All right, fine, dang it. It took you an hour to get the same amount of reputation we did in a week. Tiona hasn't left yet, so if you want to get out and do some fighting, now would be a good time to let her know. Thanks, I'll go find her.
Joe walked toward the gates and only had to wait a few minutes before Tiona and the party appeared.
Joe?
Tiona glared at him.
Look, I know that fighting is more fun, but A-10 gave you a mission.
Mission complete, reporting for grinding. A-10 sent me.
Joe saluted with his tongue out as he joined the party, and they started walking. "Where to today?"
"Good to see you, man!"
Dylan cheerfully pounded him on the back.
"You have good timing. We're fighting wolfmen today. Think werewolf, but a wolf standing upright, not a human turning into a wolf. They use poisoned weapons and are usually traveling with a pack of trained wolves. Wolfmen are much stronger than regular wolves and direct their pack during combat. Level 7 enemies, so watch it."
"Dang." Joe took a moment to digest all of the information. "Should I really go with you? I'm only level 3. Chad decided to be the one to answer.
"I think you'll be pretty valuable on this mission. You can heal, and if my cured hangover was any indication, you can also get rid of poisoning."
"I can, but it is still ranked at Novice 1. I'm not sure how well I'll do trying to fight a level 7 attack, you know?" Joe chuckled nervously as the others shrugged.
"Gotta get practice to level it up, right?"
Dylan hefted his shiny new shield. He seemed to have finally resigned himself to becoming a tank.
"Just hang out behind me, and it'll be fine."
Crossing the rabbit's territory was simple. It seemed that there were very few remaining in the area. Apparently, they had almost been wiped out by the zombies before the humans had rallied and went out to slaughter the fluffy abominations. The event had yet to conclude. It seemed that there were zombie rabbits somewhere in the area that no one could find. Crossing the fox zone was a bit rougher. The foxes seemed to be starving and did extra damage due to their savage hunger. Instead of biting and clawing, followed by a swift retreat like normal, they would latch on and try to tear off a chunk of flesh to munch on. Joe had to heal Dylan a dozen times before they got to the edge of the wolf zone, and the tank was complaining bitterly about his new role. 18 foxes had died so far, almost 50% more than they normally even saw during an outing. Joe was secretly pleased since he had gotten not only some experience from the foxes, but also gained an experience multiplier from healing Dylan as they went.
Experience, 216. Starving fox times 18. 8 per fox times 1.5 for healing during combat. This includes a bonus from title, as well as points for combat healing.
Gleefully planning how he would use the skill point from his next level, Joe almost missed his step. Catching himself on his shield-bearing teammate almost made him fall as well. Dylan was already a little worked up from being bitten several times and snapped at Joe.
"Hey, come on, man! Watch where you're going! I don't need to be falling on my face and provoking an attack of opportunity from some random mutt."
"Jeez, sorry, buddy. I was looking at a notification." Joe took a step back and tried to pay attention to where they were going. He started looking around with interest, and his high perception began highlighting details for him that he wouldn't have seen before. Paw tracks that crossed their path, a wet spot on a tree trunk that some animal had marked, and eyes near the ground that reflected a bit of light.
"Wolf there, 10 o'clock. He's blending in with the forest floor pretty well."
Chad swiftly drew and released an arrow at the wolf. It yelped, then ran at them in a fury. Dylan braced himself with an ugly mutter about needing to buy heavy armor, but to his relief, the wolf didn't even make it to them. Their final party member came out of seemingly nowhere and slammed his daggers into the wolf's side. It fell with a whimper, and the rest of the team circled up while they looked for any extra wolves. Joe looked at the forgettable face of the rogue. Why hadn't he ever talked to him?
"Hey, sorry, I didn't catch your name."
The rogue looked over, waved, and then continued observing their surroundings. Joe noticed that his facial expression didn't change.
"Guess,"
Dylan told him as a snarling ball of fur and fury approached them.
Shadow? Killer? Sneaky one?"
Joe laughed nervously as a drooling wolf drew closer.
"No, her name is Guess," Chad informed him. "She's playing a male character in-game, but we know she's just drag surfing. Guess is using an old VR helmet with a mental keyboard, and we are pretty sure she has a broken microphone because she never says anything."
"I do, too." The voice coming from Guess was androgynous and mechanical, and while it seemed to match the body, there was no real tonal inflection.
Yeah, you type it, though. You don't actually say anything. That's how we know you're actually a girl, you know?
Dylan bashed the wolf in the head with his shield, stunning it long enough for Tiona to skewer the creature.
Hey, I got a new skill!
Congress. Guest spoke mechanically. Ugh. Dang autocorrect. I meant congrats.
Yeah, democracy, Dylan.
Chad chuckled as Guest made a rude hand gesture at him.
Shield bash? No, shield mastery, Dylan told them as he read over his skill. Makes it so I can ignore a small portion of the damage that my shield blocks. Really good for fighting enemies that can knock me around.
Good. You're slowly becoming an immovable object, Chad taunted Dylan.
Good little meat shield. Maybe I accidentally miss blocking the next wolf that jumps at you, Dylan mused loudly.
Enough! We're burning daylight here.
Tiona took command as the group started to roughhouse a bit.
Until we can find a way to survive outside at night, you all need to keep moving at a good pace. The quest is for 10 wolfmen, and we haven't even found one. Oh, right, Joe, you need to be level 5 to get this quest. Sorry about that.
Joe nodded, and they moved along the path again. He dismissed the notification informing him of his 12 points experience from the fight and tried to search out any other trail signs or ambushes. It took nearly an hour of walking, but they finally began encountering wolfmen along with packs of wolves.
Thank goodness. I was worried we were going to be wandering around the forest for the whole day.
All right. Remember that the real prize from the wolfmen scouts is the antidote vials they have. They are really potent. We can sell that back in the city for up to 50 silver each. Hopefully, we won't need to use them if we do get hit, but remember that our lives are worth more than a little silver. I wouldn't like to lose 1,400 experience today.
Tiona made them get into position.
That much experience loss? Joe muttered to Dylan as Chad lined up a shot.
Yep, 200 per level. Unless you were killed by another person, then there is no experience loss.
Dylan tried to keep his voice low. Joe got a bit miffed when he realized that the hardcores hadn't cared about getting red names when they planned to kill him. They had just wanted him to jump, so he lost experience. His ruminations were interrupted as howls rang out. Chad had missed his shot targeting the head, only hitting the scout in the arm. Three wolves raced toward them while the wolfman lifted a thin javelin. Chad quickly fired another arrow, but his target's reflexes were excellent. The scout dodged the arrow and threw his javelin, which was dodged just as easily. Dylan stepped forward and thrust out his shield, knocking over one of the charging wolves. The other two moved around him, one biting his leg while the other engaged Tiona. Tiona's version of training with her sword was designed to control the flow of battle, and making your enemies attack where you wanted them to was a key component of this path. She swung in specific patterns and chopped brutally and effectively as the wolf moved into the desired position. Its head fell to the ground, cleaved off in one efficient strike. Guest was already engaging the overgrown mutt latched onto Dylan, and she activated a skill that allowed her to stab 4 times in a blinding flurry. Whimpering, the wolf tried to retreat, but Dylan reared back and stomped heavily on it, breaking its neck. The final furry beast was back on its feet as the wolfman jogged closer, and it lunged at Dylan. The powerful warrior was thrown off balance and tackled to the ground as the snarling wolf landed on him. Dylan struggled mightily and was just barely able to keep the flashing teeth away from his neck, but then the animal changed targets and tore into his face and shoulder with terrifying brutality. Another javelin flew through the air, finding a home in Chad's foot. The battle had devolved to a brawl. And even with Guess stabbing her daggers into the wolf, it clung to life, and Dylan tenaciously. Tiona suddenly bellowed, then imparted a devastating kick to the wolf. It landed on the ground in a poor position before weakly trying to roll back to its feet, but Guess had already landed on its back and was stabbing it repeatedly. The canine dropped, and this time stayed down. As Tiona and Guess closed in on the Wolfman scout, Joe dropped down next to Dylan and started pouring healing magic into him. By the time he finished healing the man, the battle had come to a close.
Dylan, the next time you face off with a wolf, you don't need to be so literal about it.
Joe chuckled at the sour look the man sent his way. Chad dropped to the ground, panting heavily, and pointing at thick black lines that were tracing their way through the veins on his leg.
Help!
Oh, dang! Forgot about that!
Joe rushed over to the fallen archer, pulling out the javelin and healing the open wound. He activated cleanse, and a spout of water drilled into a vein. Wincing, he apologized.
Oops! Should have left that wound open a bit.
Don't care! Please stop poison!
Chad gasped. Apparently, this wasn't a happy little non-painful toxin. Joe poured more and more mana into the process, but his skill level wasn't high enough to negate the effects. He was able to slow the spread, but the poison kept doing damage over time. After 5 minutes of struggle, Tiona walked over and made Chad swallow the antidote that had been on the wolfman's body. Joe reeled back. The sudden cure had created a bit of backlash on him. He shook his head to clear the lingering pain, and a notification appeared in his view.
Skill increase, cleanse. While others hope to get well eventually, you fight the issue at its source. Though you weren't powerful enough to stop this poison, it was not due to a misunderstanding of the human body. Your failure was simply because you had not needed to combat this particular damage before. Since you understand this process so thoroughly and have been able to prove it, skill has increased to Novice 9.
Holy!
Joe was flabbergasted.
That meant he had jumped 8 skill levels.
It was because he used his knowledge of the body to cleanse it?
Did that mean... if he healed a body carefully instead of just allowing the power to wash over it, would his skill go higher proportional to his actual knowledge of healing?
He just had to demonstrate his skill for the system to recognize it? He was determined to do his best to focus his power the next time someone needed to be healed.
All right, that was a good test run,
Tiona announced once everyone was calmed down from the intense fight.
Yes, we lost the antidote, but now we know what sort of fight we'll be coming our way. Let's work on keeping our formation and targeting together. If we had all been hitting one enemy at a time, they would have died much faster. I was able to kill one right away with a lucky critical hit, but we all saw how hard it was to kill the one that knocked Dylan over.
Sorry about that. My daggers were too short to penetrate the fur, skin, and any vital points I targeted. I'll try to get at the neck or face next time.
Guess volunteered a solution to her shortcomings.
I got knocked down because I overextended,
Dylan grudgingly admitted when Tiona looked at him.
I need to keep my feet planted and my shield up.
Good. Chad?
Tiona stared at the archer, who was looking anywhere but at the party leader. He seemed to deflate.
I missed my first shot because I was trying to be fancy. If I had aimed center mass instead of at his left eye, I'd likely have done a lot more initial damage.
Right.
Tiona held his gaze.
Remember, when we have mastered the basics, we can try for more advanced techniques. Joe, where did you go wrong?
Me? I don't know. I thought I was doing everything correctly.
Joe looked around at all the mirthful faces. Everyone else knew that Tiona wouldn't like that answer. Tiona's eyebrow twitched.
So you are saying that there was no way for you to improve? All you learned from that battle was... nothing? You may have earned EXP, but unless you correct your mistakes, you won't get real experience. Now, try again. How could you have done better?
Joe thought over the combat.
I could have helped attack the wolf?
Not your job.
Tiona cut off anything else he might have said.
I'll give you a freebie since you haven't done this before. You were way out of position. You need to be in a central location of the group so that you are able to provide healing. You should have pulled the javelin out of Chad and healed him before going to help Dylan. You weren't able to start on Dylan right away because there was a wolf in your way, so you should have done what you could to help in the meantime. Instead, you stood around and waited for the wolf to be out of your way. You need to always be doing something in combat.
She thoughtfully paused for a moment.
Also, you need to adjust the settings you are using for your notifications. You're too distracted. Set them to only show when you call them, the importance is high, or you are not doing something else. Doing it like this will also delay level up so that you can use them at a fortuitous time. Remember, I expect a proper answer next time.
Feeling a bit attacked, Joe nodded sharply and looked away. He adjusted his settings quickly, but before he could get too down on himself, Chad punched him in the arm. They were walking deeper into unknown territory, and the ranger needed another person to keep an eye on the surroundings.
Take it easy, man. All of this is so that we become a better team. It isn't personal, so don't take it too hard. We all went through the same thing with her.
Right. Joe walked on, trying to find something else to look at. Only a few minutes later, they found another set of enemies. This time, combat went far more smoothly. Joe had to reluctantly admit that talking it out had helped team cohesion quite a bit. They fought for a few more hours, only stopping for lunch. By the time they had completed their quest, it was also time to return to the city. Joe decided to look at the gains from the last few hours and so called up his notifications.
Experience, 852. 12 times wolf times 38 plus 20 times wolfmen scout times 10 plus 196 healing bonus. A respectable amount for a day's worth of grinding, but Joe had to wonder how much he would have gained if he were able to stay in town and work on his own projects. He sighed, but knew that he needed the combat experience if he were going to progress in the game. They were almost back to town now, and hurrying because night was nearly upon them. The sun was dipping below the horizon, and they were not going to make it to safety. Joe was slowing everyone down. Even with his bonus move speed from adding on his jump modifier, he simply didn't have the stamina for a forced march.
You guys, pant. Go ahead. I'll be fine.
That's not how teams work, Joe, Dylan replied, even as he sadly watched the town gates closing in the distance. If we're going to die, at least we can do so together, right?
We have a chance of surviving.
Tiona's voice was cool.
We're in rabbit territory and right next to the town wall. Let's get close and set up camp, putting our backs to the wall. It'll be a long night, but if anyone can survive it, we can.
No one has survived outside at night, Guess muttered robotically.
Then we will be the first, and we'll likely get an achievement for doing so.
Tiona scowled at Guess.
Get your rear in gear.
Now rushing to find shelter by the wall, they were assaulted on all sides by howling and snarling. For some reason, the others began stumbling over obvious obstacles. Joe suddenly remembered that his class had granted him dark vision, and the fading twilight didn't have a negative effect on his sight. They reached the safety of the man-made barricade, getting into formation. If they were going to successfully survive, it was sure to be a long night. Joe looked across the flat expanse and saw creatures lurching toward them nigh silently, and he waited to hear any indication that the others saw them coming. He growled at himself. Of course they didn't see the monsters coming.
We have incoming, Joe stated as calmly as possible. Three big somethings coming this way. He waited for questions about his abilities, but all Tiona responded with was,
Good eyes. Keep watching them, and tell us when they're getting too close to ignore.
Chapter 15 They're here. Joe's grim words made the others clench their weapons tightly. They seem a bit confused, as if they don't know what we are. If we hit them hard enough, they might scatter. To the other members of the party, it seemed that a large shape was suddenly looming over them. Without Joe's advance warning,
it was highly unlikely that they would have been able to muster any defense whatsoever. Dylan braced himself and prepared to take the hit from the monster. It was good that he did so, because a massive paw slammed into his shield with enough force to send him to a kneeling position. The wind was knocked out of him, and he felt the joints of his arm strained to their limits. Luckily, his appendage only bruised heavily instead of shattering like it should have. Coming to Dylan's rescue, Tiona's return strike landed with perfect timing, lopping off the limb that had attempted to savage her subordinate. A high-pitched scream echoed out from the creature, which cut off quickly as an arrow entered the open mouth and tore out the back of its throat. The beast fell heavily, and a pool of blood was pumped out of its severed arteries as the straining heart beat out its last rhythm.
"Another on your left! Guess!"
Joe called over the din of combat. Guess dropped to the ground as a dinner plate-sized paw swiped past her head. She sprang up and stabbed a dagger into the creature's armpit, being forced to leave it there as she tumbled away from another attack. The third creature was hanging back, observing the proceedings with a fairly intelligent glare. Joe was most worried about that creature joining in. Dylan bellowed at the shadow-cloaked creature and charged into it, knocking it to the ground. Guess slashed and stabbed at the beast as if trying to win an award for putting the most knife wounds into a creature without it dying. Sadly, she didn't even come close to setting a new record, as the creature died without another chance to regain its footing. The third beast had crept closer, trying to use the distraction to complete a sneak attack on Tiona. Joe tried to warn her, but she was only able to dig a light wound into it before the furry animal tackled and drove her to the ground. Chad shouted and fired arrow after arrow into the thing, while Guess and Dylan were indisposed. Joe watched as Tiona was mauled by the beast, and her screams pulled him out of his shock. He jumped at the beast, covering the few feet in a flash. His scepter arched around him like a baseball bat, and he tried to score a home run using the creature's head. Scepter activates ability, Turn Undead. As zombie is at half health or below, it is disintegrated. The sounds coming from the creature abruptly vanished, as did its body. Unfortunately, disintegrating the body created a flash of light that could easily be seen across the open plains around the city. Joe had no doubt that they would have more unwelcome company soon. He dropped to his knees to heal Tiona, who was just barely holding on to consciousness. Healing water washed over her, and he made sure to try and focus his magic to knit torn tissue together and restore vital fluids in her body. Joe walked through all the steps he knew were necessary, keeping pressure on the wounds, cutting off blood flow where needed, and closing the wounds manually so that mana didn't need to be wasted to create the same effect. When he stopped to take a breath, a deep gong sound echoed through the silent night. Zone quest completed. Waste not. The innumerable bodies left lying in the open have allowed a corruption to take hold of the rabbit population. After much toil, the wastefulness in the area has been forcibly expunged. Total zombie rabbits destroyed over 3 days. 26,842. Rewards. Based on contribution. Your contributions. 40 zombie rabbits. 3 zombie bunny bears. Mystically altered. Ardania reputation. 430. Plus 100 guild reputation with Ardania. Strength plus 1. Constitution plus 1. And dexterity plus 1. Participate more heavily in the future to gain higher rewards. Zombie bunny bear killed, times 3. Experience, 150. Skill rank up. Heal, novice, 8. You begin to understand much in the ways of healing. Your treatment of wounds has increased, showcasing your skills.
Wow! I got 5 levels in my heal spell, Joe called out in astonishment. Hey, did everyone else get stat points from that quest?
I did, Chad admitted energetically. I think everyone who avoided that quest because it was only offering reputation is going to be pretty upset about it tomorrow.
We might not be able to see it if we die out here,
Tiona reminded them of their current plight.
Joe, is there anything you can do? Can you see any creatures?
Not very close, but I think we will be having trouble pretty soon. That flash of light wasn't exactly inconspicuous, Joe stated flatly as Tiona regained her feet.
There was a soft tinkling sound as something fell off her and onto the stones. Joe looked down and saw a gentle blue light emanating from near his feet.
A monster core!
He scooped it up and saw the standard notification asking if he wanted to convert the core into experience. He dismissed it out of hand and smiled.
There actually might be something I can do. Taking a swift look around to check if any enemies were closing in on them, Joe then pulled his book on rituals out of his ring and started flipping through the pages.
He began muttering as he looked, causing the others to stare at his silhouette. Blood boiler, leaden footsteps, overburdened back.
Here! Predator's territory!
Joe looked through the requirements, nodding as he rummaged through the components he had stored in his bag and ring.
Why didn't I think of this earlier?
Oh, right. Cores are flipping expensive and hard to find. Okay. Red pepper, wolf's bane, mint, crushed amethyst, pure salt, iron shavings, orange kyanite, 3 ounces of mercury, and... He looked around and tried to estimate how much room they would need. 2 ounces of silver wire should do it. 900 mana investment, so 450 for me. Optional healing potion? Sure. Highest level person's genetic material for strongest setup? Tiona most likely. Double circle around the group.
Guys, I need someone to draw a double circle around us. Tiona, I need some blood or... Oh, I'll just use what's all over the ground. Perfect.
Joe, what are you babbling about?
Dylan inquired as Guess shrugged and began cutting into the earth with the hilt of her dagger.
Quiet, I'm being magical, mysterious, and useful.
Joe plopped all the items he needed into the pool of blood where Tiona had lain and arranged them in the mystical order shown in his book. Once he saw that the second circle was finished, he began a short chant while pouring mana into the ritual. His chant came to an end quickly, but the outpouring of mana continued, straining him to his absolute limits. Nearly collapsing as the components dissolved into the air and swirled around the group, Joe struggled to activate the ritual. He dropped to the ground, entirely exhausted, as the monsters that had been creeping closer came to a halt. Ever so slowly, the things that went bump in the night shuffled away. A notification appeared in front of everyone in the circle.
You are standing within the effect of Predator's territory. Since the blood from player, Tiona, was used as a component, all beings to level 18 will be frightened away. Any beings above level 18 will be drawn to this area and attack to assert their dominance. A healing potion was used in the construction of this area. If you sleep here, you will leave, well rested, after 4 continuous hours of sleep. Wounds will heal twice as fast while relaxing in this area. Time remaining, 7 hours, 53 minutes, until territory fails.
What is this? What did you do?
Tiona was incredulous at the effect, and the entire party was now looking at Joe.
Hello, I'm... amazing.
Joe winked at them. But no one laughed. Oh, right, it was dark. That's the reason for sure.
It's something I found in the library. Rituals are a type of magic that anyone can use, but they are stupidly expensive and mana-intensive. Since I am basically a human nuclear power plant for mana, I feel like it is the right type for me to learn. Pretty much only utility spells or a long, long build-up for damage-dealing spells.
Can I look at the book?
Dylan tried to read it, but handed it back right away.
Right, dark out. Sorry, can I look in the morning?
Sure thing.
You could make a killing with these mobile shelters, though. You created a way to be outside of towns at night.
Chad's eyes were practically cartoon dollar signs as he said this. Joe was already shaking his head as Chad spoke.
Not really. The cost to create this particular ritual is about 30 gold.
Choking sounds were heard all around, and Dylan's voice wavered as he spat out,
"You spent $300 to create an 8-hour shelter?"
"Let me amend that. That's what it would have cost if we had bought the core."
Joe nodded and explained a bit of what he knew about the component costs. The others looked wonderingly at the luminescent core that Joe handed around to them.
"So you blew 300 gold and 500 experience?"
Dylan was even more aghast.
"What can I say? You guys are worth it."
Joe laughed at them as they sent rude hand gestures at him, but they did start to laugh along after a moment.
Charisma plus one.
Nice. But after studying the original ritual, I made this one a bit more efficient, so it only cost about half of what it normally does, which is why the core is still here. You need a magic class in order to mess with the formula, though. Fibbing a bit was better than explaining his class.
All right. Thanks to Joel, we have a chance to survive the night. Let's try to sleep, and we'll pick up here in the morning.
Tiona issued her orders and set up a rotating guard schedule. The group settled onto the packed earth and tried to get what sleep they could with the snuffles and howls of unknown horrors around their place of rest. It wouldn't be a lie to say that everyone was a bit surprised when light peaked above the horizon and they were still alive. Tiona watched shadowy horrors melt into standard monsters and animals.
So they all just transform at night? That explains why no one was able to find their burrows or ambush them during the day. Good to know. Though I am surprised. I thought for sure we were the first to sleep outside at night.
The deep tone of a huge gong cut her off. Server alert. For the first time, a group of travelers has braved the deep darkness of unprotected night and survived. Each of them gained plus 1,000 experience and the title In Darkest Night. This is a milestone moment for all travelers. As you have shown yourselves capable of protecting yourselves in the wild, safe zones such as towns and cities are now available to find, as well as susceptible to night raids by the creatures of darkness. Prepare yourselves, for if you let down your guard through the night, it is likely you will not see morning.
The group went pale and looked at each other. Guests shrugged and said what they were all thinking.
Oops.
Dylan looked at his status screen.
Hey, it's a broken title.
The others seemed to perk up a bit. Joe spoke up, feeling a bit left out. Broken? As in, makes us extra powerful?
You wish, Chad intercepted the question. It means the title is only a portion of a full title. It is strong by itself, but you can equip it with another broken title to create a unique saying. You gotta be careful, though. If you don't synergize well, you are left with a cool title that gives a crappy effect. The more fragments you add together, the more powerful the title effects are.
At least in theory.
Tiona grumped at Chad.
It isn't guaranteed because no one has gained enough title fragments to know for sure.
Joe nodded along with the explanation and looked at the title for himself.
Title: In Darkest Night. Effect: gain passive skill dark vision, or plus one to skill if already unlocked, as well as 50% bonus resistance to dark-aligned magic. This title is broken. Combine it with another title to gain additional effects. Bonus effect from the Hidden God. This title proves your commitment toward learning the powers of the Hidden God. Dark magic unlocked. Spell learned. Shadow Spike. Shadow Spike Novice 1. Effect: create a spike from any shadow that impales target. Damage if cast perfectly. 10N, where N is skill level. Dark-aligned magic. Cost, 10N mana. Cooldown, none. But hand gestures must be completed to cast. As you have learned a mage ability, you have unlocked the mage class. Mage class has been absorbed by ritualist class. Would you like to set your public class to mage? Yes. No.
Nope. Gonna keep on pretending to be a cleric. Joe looked at the next notification, which was about the experience gained, and felt a sudden rush of energy as he leveled up. Golden energy swirled around him, into him, then exploded away as a supernova effect. He was set gently on the ground as the light vanished, and he looked around to see his teammates looking much refreshed.
Back to town, then? Guess motioned to the gate that was now standing wide open.
Sounds good. Joe looked at his character sheet as they walked towards breakfast. Since he had reached level 4, he didn't get any characteristic points to spend, but his intelligence, wisdom, and perception had all increased. Almost as an afterthought, Joe turned off the full status sheet option, selecting to only see character data so his view didn't become overly cluttered as they walked. Name: Joe,
I'm a healer, I swear. Class, cleric, actual, ritualist. Profession, locked. Level, 4. Experience, 6,253. Experience to next level, 3,747. Hit points, 50 out of 50. Modifier, 50 plus 10 per point of constitution over 10. Mana, 525 out of 525. Modifier, 12.5 per point of intelligence, plus 1,000% from deity. Mana regen, 5.25 per second. Modifier, 0.25 per point of wisdom. Stamina, 50 out of 50. Modifier, 50 plus 0 plus 0. Characteristic, raw score, modifier. Strength, 7, modifier, 0.07. Dexterity, 8, modifier, 0.08. Constitution, 9, modifier, 0.09. Intelligence, 21, modifier, 1.21. Wisdom, 21, modifier, 1.21. Charisma, 13, modifier, 1.13. Perception, 21, modifier, 1.21. Luck, 13, modifier, 1.13. Karmic luck, 0. Not bad for less than a real-world week in-game. Joe looked at all of his stats and decided that he should really start focusing in on his future progression. To this point, he had been reacting instead of his normal method of planning carefully and deciding his future. He had gained 4 more skill points, and while he was interested in becoming a jumping sage, it would likely be better to devote those points to something more immediately useful. They walked through the gates, getting a respectful nod from the guard on duty. Luckily, this early, the streets were practically empty, so they didn't need to worry about upset gamers coming to scream at them. They walked to the barracks to report in, getting a mixed response from Guildmaster Aten.
Guys, I'm really happy you survived and happy for you in general, but please don't spread it around that you were the ones that were outside last night. A lot of people are really freaked out right now, and I need to go to a meeting to determine how to protect the city. The players might lash out and blame you for not being able to party all night anymore.
No worries,
Teona waved at the rest of her team.
Take the day off, y'all. Even if we have the well-rested bonus right now, we all know it was a rough night.
She got nods in return, and the group scattered to pursue their own interests. Chapter 16. Joe walked toward the library, the only place he could think of to go relax while everyone else was outside of town desperately trying to level. Aten wasn't wrong when he said that people were afraid of what the night would bring, but to their credit, they were facing this almost gleefully. Weapons were being forged, armor was getting repaired, and fortifications were being erected. While they may not know what to expect, they were trying to be ready for anything. In classic gamer style, they were ready to throw themselves against overwhelming odds. Walking into the library, Joe was met with a piercing stare from Boris.
Good morning.
You level 5 yet?
Boris cut straight to the point.
That why you're here?
Not yet,
Joe cheerfully responded.
I was actually hoping to study up on rituals and see if I can't make them more accessible.
Can't help you there unless you are a scholar.
Boris peered at him from behind his spectacles.
You'll have to go to the Mage's College to learn more about that kind of magic. Or perhaps a temple, since you are a cleric.
A temple?
Joe hadn't even thought about that. It made sense, though. His mana was doubled due to the patronage of the hidden god. Perhaps it wouldn't hurt to go visit his shrines and learn more about him?
Thank you for the information. Also, I'm trying to plan my future. Is there any literature about potential class advancements?
Class? Pah!
Boris released a derisive snort.
You'd have better luck searching a common pig for gold. That kind of information isn't available just anywhere. Glass holders hoard the knowledge of their advancement with the same greed and avarice that dragons exhibit, forcing others to struggle as much as they did if they want to parse their secrets. Knowledge must always be found twice, it seems. What little we have is restricted to the highest rankings of scholars, just to ensure a spy in our midst cannot destroy what we have been able to collect.
Ah, is that why the city is hiding the fact that there are other paths than just the ones they offer? Joe's mouth seemed to have